This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. A surge of COVID-19 infections in some U.S. states has government leaders taking a step back. The state of Texas's governor said Thursday he was temporarily halting the state's phased economic reopening in response to the recent jump in cases and hospitalizations. Governor Greg Abbott said the move will help the state corral the spread. The state has reported more than 5,000 new cases for 3 days in a row and hit successive records for COVID-19 hospitalizations for 13 days. Nearly 1.5 million laid-off United States workers filed for unemployment compensation last week. The U.S. Labor Department said the number declined again from the week before, when it had been just above 1.5 million for two straight weeks. Thousands of U.S. businesses have reopened after the shutdowns mandated 3 months ago by the coronavirus pandemic, but many are still laying off workers. The United States Senate backed legislation that would impose mandatory sanctions on individuals or companies that support China's efforts to restrict Hong Kong's autonomy. This as Beijing moves to implement a new security law for the city. The Hong Kong Autonomy Act passed by unanimous consent. To become law, it will also have to be passed by the House of Representatives and be signed into law by President Donald Trump. The second most deadly Ebola outbreak in history has officially come to an end. Democratic Republic of Congo's health minister made the announcement on Thursday. The outbreak began in August 2018 in eastern Congo, killing more than 2,200 people. The announcement came as a large Central African country continues to grapple with the world's largest measles epidemic and coronavirus. This is VOA News. Wall Street's main indexes opened lower on Thursday following their worst day in 2 weeks. This as investors were unnerved by an alarming rise in new coronavirus cases and an elevated weekly jobless claims number. Global markets were mixed, with Asia beginning the day sustaining serious losses and European stocks closing higher as improving economic data and more support from the European Central Bank helped to lift sentiment. South Africa is taking part in Africa's first human trials aimed at producing a potential vaccine against the coronavirus. Oxford University is working with South Africa's University of Witwatersrand. The two announced Wednesday thousands of volunteers between the ages of 18 and 65 who received the vaccination will be monitored for 12 months to see how well the vaccine guards against COVID-19. South Africa is the second country outside of Britain taking part in the Oxford trial after Brazil launched its own study on Wednesday. Senegalese President Macky Sall is self-quarantining as a precaution after coming in contact with someone who tested positive for COVID-19. The president's office issued a statement late Wednesday saying that although Sall tested negative, he will isolate himself for 15 days based on the advice of doctors. So far, Senegal has confirmed more than 6,100 coronavirus cases and 93 deaths. Western countries donated some $900 million at a teleconference hosted by Germany to support Sudan. The northeastern African nation has struggled with transition and needs help overcoming an economic crisis after the ouster of autocrat Omar al-Bashir last year. The European Union donated $349 million. The United States, $356 million, with Germany and France donating large sums as well. Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok, who is running the country under a precarious transitional power-sharing deal with the military, is desperate for foreign support, according to Reuters. Russians have begun casting their ballots on a constitutional reform referendum. The referendum could pave the way for an extension of President Vladimir Putin's rule by 12 years. Voting stations opened on June 25th in all 14 administrative regions of Russia's Far Eastern Federal District, according to TASS. It is the first day of a 7-day voting period on the measure. The opening of poll stations for a week is aimed at helping avoid crowds on July 1st. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.